Welcome to Day 10, Lesson 10. The lesson today is entitled Courage. When we started this mini course, we learned that the word virtue or virtuous actually means valor or courageous. We have seen the courage of Abigail intervening before King David for her husband Nabal's life. We saw Esther risk her life before King Xerxes to plead for the lives of her people. One woman we don't often think of as courageous is Bathsheba, but she was. King David sent his servant to bring her to the palace. He impregnated her, killed her husband, then married her. But we learn that she required something of him. We don't know the details, but at the end of David's life, when Solomon's brother tried to seize the throne, Bathsheba goes to David and reminds him of a promise that he made to her. Now, David is still the king. He is still able to take her life if she displeases him. He certainly had the power to tell her that he could change his mind and that only he would choose who would be king after him. But she stands up to him on behalf of Solomon, and she secures the throne for her son. I've often wondered if Solomon wrote Proverbs 31, thinking of his mother. When you think of courage, what comes to mind? Who comes to mind? Have you heard the story of Elizabeth Elliot? She and her husband were missionaries. Her husband went with a group of four other men to make contact with a tribe in Ecuador. After what seemed a successful encounter, the tribe returned a few days later and they killed all of the men. Just a few years later, Elizabeth and two other women returned to the tribe to live with them so that they could witness of the love of Jesus Christ. And through her courage, the tribe was converted. You will find the letter that Elizabeth wrote to her loved ones just prior to going to live with the tribe at the link below the video, and you'll see the reason for her courage. I also included a link to an ebook that has an e-reader. You have to create an account for archive.org, and the book can be used for free for 1 hour at a time, and then you have to renew it to listen to all of it. But it is a remarkable story and very inspiring. The Lord showed me a few years ago that I am far from courageous. He led me to read stories of great men and women who were instrumental in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. The hardships they endured were inordinate. I read stunning examples of courage, such as the story of Elizabeth Elliot, and I just knew I could not have stood the test. I've prayed for God to increase my courage and help me be able to stand firm when the trials come. And I'm trusting God to transform even this in me, as He's changed so many other areas of my life. Are you a woman of valor, courageous, steadfast? If so, you're already a virtuous woman. If you struggle with the thought of facing death for the sake of Christ, like I do, you're not alone. Take a few minutes now to ask God to help you, to bring you through trials so that you can practice your courage. He will be with you every step of the way. He is so faithful to His promises, and He will hear and answer your prayers, and He will give you a heart of courage. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll see you tomorrow.